Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty. Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere? Uncensored, unafraid, unstoppable. Wednesday, hump day, July 6, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Who is Isaac Cappy? If you've never heard the name before, don't feel bad. He wasn't very famous himself. But he was around lots of other really famous people. Isaac worked in the American film industry. He had small roles in films like Terminator, Salvation, and Marvel's Thor, and in television shows like Breaking Bad. He was also a member of the band Monster Paws. But in 2018, Isaac started to publicly accuse major players in Hollywood of preying on young children. Specifically, they were pedophiles. Look.
Steven Spielberg is a pedophile. Yep. See how easy that was, Corey? I didn't need $10 million. I just said it. Oh, I'm not going to talk about Tom Hanks either, who is also a pedophile. Tom Hanks, folks, is a pedophile. I'm sorry if this is the kind of bursting your bubble, all this information is new. Tom Hanks, guys, pedophile. Called out, no response. There's this girl, Sarah Ruth Ashcraft, on Twitter, who has been accusing Tom Hanks of raping her when she was 13. Her dad sold her to Tom Hanks. She's been accusing him for months and months and months and months and months. He's never addressed it. I saw the gun allegations, and I saw him like, oh, they're just jokes. I'm like, bro, I know who you are. I know you. I've met you. Is Oprah a pedophile? Well, let's see. Hanks, Weinstein, I mean, the company she keeps, as rich as she is, I don't care. I've already been blacklisted. They can't double blacklist me. They can try to kill me. You know, good luck with that.
They can try to kill me, he said in 2018. Quote, good luck with that. Well, in May 2019, Isaac died. He fell from a bridge down into oncoming traffic below. According to investigators, it was a suicide. Before he died, Isaac, or someone claiming to be Isaac anyway, posted a long statement on his Instagram account claiming a history of drug and alcohol abuse. The statements also delivered apologies to Donald Trump, Jesus Christ, and most interestingly, QAnon. So what do we make of all of this, and who exactly is Isaac Cappy? Matthew Scow and Nicholas Stumphauser created our upcoming documentary, These Little Ones, and they know all about the Isaac Cappy case, and they join us now. Both of you, thank you so much for your hard work on this documentary, and thank you for being here.
Thanks, Stu.
Glad to be here.
So the narrative is that Isaac Cappy was a drug-abusing alcoholic and that he's a wild and crazy conspiracy theorist. Is that who Isaac Cappy is?
Not the information that we've heard from very close people who... We spoke with the people who were with him days before his tragic, falling from that bridge. They are adamant about his non-drug use. But this is the narrative that, you know, the opposition will spin when you get too close to the fire.
And in this case, the opposition that you're referring to is Hollywood pedophiles.
I think politicians, the gamut is how wide do you want to get to? We know with Epstein Islands, there was MIT professors, politicians, banks, heads of CEOs. There's the spectrum was as wide as you wanted to get, both Republican and Democrat. There was no one that was excluded from this, unfortunately.
You talk to people who were with Isaac just prior to his death. And the headlines that come out say, you know, that Isaac Cappy forced himself off of a bridge. It's kind of confusing to me. How does one force themselves off of a bridge? Are you buying that story, Nicholas?
No. And the people closest to Isaac don't buy it either. And there's great reason to be skeptical about that. So Isaac died at 7:22 in the morning on a bridge, Transwestern Road in Arizona on historic Route 66. He was driving to see his mother for Mother's Day when he conveniently got a flat tire at 1:30 in the morning and pulled off in the middle of nowhere, Arizona. And he was on Telegram. He was making phone calls. And then 6 hours later, he seemed to get very sad and upset, according to these reports. He went up on the bridge and was sitting with his hands crossed, his eyes closed and his mouth partly open. We see from a dash cam video that surfaced.
A very
convenient.
Unreal that the timing that a man who worked at the Navajo Army, I guess it's a compound out there, he happened to drive by exactly 2 minutes before Isaac fell off that bridge. It's unreal. It's so uncanny that he happened to cross paths with him at that exact moment. Isaac did seem very frantic in some of his posts that he had on Instagram, Periscope. It seemed like something was getting to him, or someone was getting to him. What we've discovered in our documentary, talking with people close to him, he was victim to a voice to skull, some kind of technology that will beam music, loud noise into someone's head that they can't stop. So did this play a role in it? Our investigation lends to believe, yeah, something was going on.
Why don't we just call it what it is? I mean, how many people have called out CPS and then been disappeared? How many people go after this satanic cabal and end up dead? So let's just call it what it is. This is a mysterious circumstance. This looks to be murder, and we know who the suspects are. I mean, that's what the deal is. He was murdered. That's what I believe. I believe that he was murdered because he was calling out, probably rightfully, the names that he said that are pedophiles. And the evidence that you've gathered for these little ones suggests that Isaac Cappy was not, in fact, a conspiracy theorist or a drunken, druggy idiot, but that, in fact, he was right over the target, dangerous to the cabal, and has been eliminated as a result of how dangerously close he was.
Even the person who was working on a documentary, unfortunately, passed away. So anybody who gets close to this, they end up like poor Nancy Schaefer, the senator who was speaking up against CPS. She wound up in a murder-suicide.
Then Bill Bowen, the documentarian, who was making a film called Something to the Effect of Killing Innocents, which was documenting the thousands of children which had been murdered or negligently handled by CPS, and was working with Nancy Schaefer and her research, had a heart attack conveniently and couldn't finish his project.
These little ones, the trailer came out yesterday. It's a whole lot of things happen emotionally when you watch that. I mean, obviously, the first thing you want to do is be angry that this is actually happening in this country, that everybody really knows that this is happening, that normies who don't know it's happening are going to be shocked. And then we have to expect that there's going to be a conspiracy theory label on this documentary. How much conspiracy is involved with the documentary and how much of it is fact?
Well, I think it's a conspiracy fact. Like, this is actually conspiracy. People conspire to cover up their crimes. They use that word to cast aspersions on, like, this can't be true. This is just circumstances from wacko people who looking for fame. Look, there's so much smoke here, and we're trying to find the source of this, the fire, because unfortunately, child sacrifice, as you see in the film, when we speak to a biblical archaeologist, we've seen this throughout as old as humanity itself. There is a evil out there that feeds on the blood of children. That's exactly what's happening back then and today. It's just masqueraded today, and unfortunately masqueraded in entertainment.
Why did 9 out of the 12 people who viewed the contents of Anthony Weiner's laptop commit suicide? What is adrenochrome? What is frazzled drip? Why did Hillary Clinton say that she was going to sacrifice a chicken in her backyard to Moloch? What does chicken mean? Is that a little boy? I mean, all of these questions are going to be addressed in These Little Ones, coming very soon to the Stu Peters Network. Nicholas Stumphauser, Matthew Scow, for your work on this documentary, thank you so much. We're praying for you, obviously, every day as we know the demonic attacks that you're experiencing as a result of digging into all of this. And we're looking forward to the final product. Thank you so much for being here as well. We appreciate it. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in just 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
In this country, we've been given narratives for a long time, and it's time for truth. And the victims need to be able to speak out and be heard and believed. And these issues are mostly dealing with children. This is SRA.
I'm a satanic ritual abuse survivor. The Christian church says all the time that they fight an enemy, but I don't think they're aware of how organized and strategic the enemy that they're fighting is. That there is an intentional plan to break their children. An entire war for their offspring.
This is a spiritual war for our children. They are taking, abducting our children, selling our children, murdering and sacrificing our children.
Through the centuries, we know child sacrifice persisted for long periods of time in different cultures. So why are we naive enough to think that it's not persisting and continuing today?
They're sacrificing children at Planned Parenthood, right? And then they're taking the body parts out and reselling them.
Planned Parenthood is accused of some disturbing crimes today.
That's going on overtly now. But back in the day, they were literally passing through the hands of Moloch.
This is a spiritual battle. This is not new. What is child trafficking? Child trafficking is when you kidnap a child for profit.
Recommendations on my list: abolish the federal and state financial incentives that have turned child protective services into a business that separates families for money.
I will step out.
Get out of the car!
We have had several clients come that were trafficked and transported through Child Protective Services and foster care system.
The people that speak out like I do.
These people are pedophiles and involved in elite pedophile networks, some of which I've gotten very close to.
Are all facing retaliation.
I don't think that Isaac walked up on that bridge and jumped.
Isaac Caffey out of New Mexico.
This will likely be my last broadcast.
Wow. That film, that very important documentary exclusive to the Stu Peters Network, made possible entirely by Goldco. When you're looking to protect everything that you've worked hard to earn and even harder to save in these times of government theft and increased taxes and hyperinflation, you should be looking to protect it with gold and silver. Call Goldco to do that. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. You'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account when you call these people. Government theft, you think it's not happening? How about $40 billion and more? It's going to be hundreds of billions of dollars before it's all said and done, sent over to Ukraine to make sure that the honeypot there and the pedophilia and the bioweapons labs in Ukraine, oh, and by the way, the borders of that country, seemingly more important to the globalist deep state cabal than our own borders here. Why? Because nobody wants it uncovered what's actually happening in that crap hole country. So you are paying to further and enable that criminal corruption. The same thing with all of the pedophilia happening worldwide. It's time that we expose all of it. Call my good friends at Goldco who are making these little ones possible. 855-706-GOLD. Protect everything that you have ever worked hard to earn and even harder to save by calling my good friends at Goldco. Physical gold and silver is the only way to go in this unstable environment of hyperinflation, tax hikes, and government theft. 855-706-GOLD for Goldco. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Ask Dr. Jane is a favorite here on the Stu Peters Show. Every single Wednesday, Dr. Jane comes in here and selflessly, generously gives her time to answer your questions. You can submit those questions in her Telegram at Dr. Jane Ruby. It's all brought to you and powered by MyPillow over Mike Lindell, by the way, a tremendous patriot. Dr. Jane, I know that you agree with that, that Mike Lindell is just a tremendous patriot and he's done so many great things for this country, including what he did before he even stood up and stood next to President Trump and told the whole nation, look, this is a fraudulent and stolen election and I'm going to spend millions of my own dollars to prove it and to bring. Nobody's brought more evidence than Mike Lindell, I don't think, actually, to be honest with you. Right. And he continues to fight while everybody else just completely trashes him. But before all of that, even, he brought us some of the great products that are made right here in my home state of Minnesota. Obviously, 100% USA made. You're not going to find anything from Indonesia or China or India or any of our foreign adversaries that want us dead. Go to MyPillow.com/Stew, MyPillow.com/Stew. Because when you do and you double up using the promo code Stew, you're going to save nearly 67% on all of the great products, including the brand new sandals, the flip-flops, available at MyPillow.com right now. You got to go get those things. Mine are on order. I can't wait till they get here. I will tell you when they do, but I'm not going to send pictures of my toes. I'm sorry, Dr. Jane. You're not going to get any Stu Peters toe pics, I guess. So let's get to the first question. Sharpshooter says, hi, Jane. Is it possible that the emerging under five VAERS reports are children that were in the clinical trial?
Yeah, that's probably not the case, because when you're in a clinical trial, there is a direct conduit to report when the investigator checks in each week. That's normally how it goes. And that's the way the protocol, as I see it, on clinicaltrials.gov was set up. But there are lots of children, unfortunately, who were under 5 years old who got these things, Stu. Their parents brought them in. Nobody said no. They shot them up and they ended up with side effects and injuries. And there were some deaths that are now recorded in VAERS, unless they scrub it this week, because we've just learned also from Team Enigma that they have proof that the CDC is switching lot numbers around in the reports, Stu, just so they can obfuscate and block things and cloud it up and everything they do. They're so evil.
Incinerate every shot. Just do it. Just get rid of them. Be done with it. There, and then jail everybody responsible for bringing those shots here, and then crimes against humanity trials, and then execute those responsible for it after they're found guilty. That's just what needs to happen here. Flo Summers, I haven't heard much in regards to if one spouse took the shot and the other refused it. What are the results of this in terms of kissing and sex and shedding? Well, Flo, I will just tell you, if you haven't heard much about it, you clearly haven't been watching the Stu Peters show. Shame on you, because we've covered this extensively. But Dr. Jane, go ahead.
Yeah, or the Dr. Jane Ruby show, which I even covered, woven into other stories. But the long and the short of it is, it started with Pfizer disclosing it in their own investigators brochure 18 months ago, a document that actually came out in the second Pfizer FOIA dump. And indeed, they said that there is transmission, and they said that it was through inhalation, quote unquote, inhalation, or skin-to-skin contact. So I think that when you're that close with a partner physically, you are bound to be subjected to whatever their body is giving off. And Flo, we don't know everything their body's given off. So not to create a problem at home, but you want the truth? That's my truth in medicine.
It's really a shame, honestly. Very, very tragic for a lot of people in so many ways. I will just tell you that. Bradley Tyndall, at what point does the liability shield for pharma companies, hospitals, and doctors give way to common sense? Is there any recourse?
Right now, I don't believe there's a recourse, because if you looked at the work of Catherine Watt, a paralegal legal analyst who put together an incredible Substack on the American bioterrorism program that's being waged on us, you'll see that over the last 20 to 30 years, our Congress, every president who signed multiple EOs, has actually ushered in the ability for them to do this, to commit this treason upon the people of the United States with legal impunity. They have actually changed our laws to make treason against the people legal right now. Now, that doesn't mean that common sense can't overturn that, but we're going to need every one of us to do it.
450 million guns in this country. Don't ever give up one of them. And by the way, those are only the registered guns. That doesn't
right.
So, I mean, that's probably a third of all the guns that are here. Although, be it, all my guns are registered. So in case anybody wants to know. Beverly, are there any autopsy reports showing these clots in organs?
Well, if an autopsy is, of course, a complete you know, evaluation and dissection, partial dissection of multiple parts of a person's body to look for sources. And it includes a lot of different things in addition to the cutting. And there's a lot of, you know, lab checking and a lot of chemical analysis as well. So I think what you mean is anybody seeing it during autopsies or after an autopsy, and not that any coroners have come back to talk to me, but I am literally talking to almost 100 embalmers now who are, Stu, they're afraid for their lives, not their jobs. They couldn't care less about their jobs. They're afraid to lose their lives, but they have supported, sent pictures that completely corroborate everything the original embalmer, Mr. Richard Hirschman, who's still out there, showing us his evidence with the videos and the pictures. And we have many more. And I actually have a second embalmer who has come forward with significant photos. And you will see those on the Dr. Jane Ruby show too.
You know, losing your job is one thing. Losing your life is clearly another. It's tragic when lives are lost. But you have to at some point decide if you're a soldier or not. For humanity, not for a country, not for a flag. For humanity, for children. Are you willing to risk your life to save billions of children? I mean, for me, this is a no-brainer. I don't know if I'm on an island here or if I've ingested some weird kind of toxin that makes me feel like that's what you're supposed to do. But that's what I do. And I don't know. People are like, aren't you afraid? Aren't you scared? No. Actually, no, not at all. I'm not scared or afraid of these people and what they're going to do to me or take me. No. I'm willing to do this every day, so as are you. And so should every other person who has a heart and a soul and a belief system and faith.
I don't know what they're waiting for.
Where they are and what they're waiting for. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. What else is there?
I'm afraid of risking my life. Get out of here. That is so. Get out of here. I don't think I can put together a cognitive, you know, decent sounding description or enough adjectives to describe these people, who they are and the way that I feel about them, for being so selfish and so scared and so cucked and so castrated and neutered and feckless and weak and sellouts, because now they are a part of the problem. And I think that if I were to try to do that, I would be banned from TV everywhere because you're not allowed to say those types of words on television.
Well, let me just say that to your point, Mr. Richard Hirschman is an American hero. He's a global hero for humanity because he has never looked back. He's a God-fearing Christian. And he said, I'm just not going to not share this, and no matter what happens to me. And he's been courageous every step of the way, Stu.
It didn't go well for those in biblical times who were charged with the task of spreading the good news. Many were murdered and killed as martyrs. But you know what? So be it. Right. And And Hirschman, I agree, 100%. The others know who they are, and there are countless numbers of them. Just cowards everywhere. Brenda says, Dr. Ruby, have they started injecting the 6-month to 5-year-olds? If not, when? Save the children. Yes, they have, right? This was approved by the FDA.
Yep, they had the next day after June 15th, that the last authorization went through from the sham FDA, allowing Moderna and Pfizer to inject babies down to 6 months old and to toddlers under 5 with this, you know, gene-changing, poisonous, this material that's causing those white fibrous clots to literally, Stu, exude, and they're all under pressure. I've got embalmers, Stu, telling me that the bodies are like partially bloated in areas of vasculature, which means they're filled with these white things, and they're like pushing out. They can barely make an incision, and they jump out. They literally, there's so much pressure in the body that one embalmer said to me, these people must have been in incredible pain just before they died or shortly into going toward their death. I mean, it's amazing to me, Stu, that no one is talking about these clots. And yet we have corroboration from hundreds of embalmers who are willing to give their pictures, their videos, and everything else. Why aren't we studying this? Why aren't we following up on this? And by the way, it's not amyloid. It's not protein. Okay. It's not fibrin. We've already had that ruled out by another American hero, Mike Adams, the health ranger, who is still in the process of doing the chemical analysis, but he has ruled those things out. He said, this material, whatever this is much more complex. It has circuitry in it and is not a protein.
Somebody's got to put this up on the screen here real quick. I want to talk about this here. Yesterday, after we returned from the 4th of July weekend, which, by the way, hope you had a great Independence Day celebration, Dr. Jane. Chuck Colesto however this is pronounced, I believe it's Chuck Colesto, posted on Twitter, breaking report, Pfizer issued 48-hour direct order by Uruguayan judge to report composition of COVID-19 vaccines, including any presence of graphene oxide or nanotechnological elements.
Yes.
Who was the first show to tell the world that graphene oxide was in these shots and vindicated again? I was called crazy. I was called a conspiracy theorist. I was told that I was going to be deplatformed. I was told that that was my last broadcast ever. So many different things were said, but none of them were good. And
Me too.
Of course, you too. Yes. And to the great people at La Quinta Columna,
amen.
You know, who brought that. And of course, I mean, several others since. Now it's just like common knowledge. Graphene oxide is in these shots. And as you see here, posted on Twitter in a tweet from Colesto, a judge now in Uruguay is saying, you have to show us this now, Pfizer. You have to show us this. And then so the question is, once it is proven that graphene oxide is in there, what will this judge then do to these people? Because maybe in Uruguay, they care about their people, unlike, you know, every single sitting United States congressperson. And with the exception of a couple, you know, Paul Gosar, of course. And then, of course, you know, on the Senate side, you have Ron Johnson, you know. And so, I mean, there's a couple of people. Yep, whatever. But there's every single person that represents the people should be standing up and saying that these people need to be indicted and tried.
They're not doing anything, Stu. To me, it's a theater. It's a show. Until you do something, these are legislative bodies that have the power to shut down the FDA, to defund it, to dismantle it, to pull the companies in by subpoena power. And it's the do, Stu, not the say. They all can say and have hearings all day long. But until somebody does something about it, I have no respect. Sorry.
Brought to you by MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com/Stu. Use promo code Stu for huge savings. Ask Dr. Jane every single Wednesday. It is a Stu Peters Show Tribe favorite. Can't blame you, Stu crew, for wanting to hear the questions answered by the person brave enough to actually do the answering. Dr. Jane, thank you so much. We hope that you had a great weekend this past weekend. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in just 60 seconds. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell. And my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times of cancel culture. They've canceled our box stores, our shopping channels. Now they've even tried to debank me. And it's all because they want our voice canceled. Buying today also helps support Stu Peters' show, which is one of the best podcasts, best shows you're ever going to watch, because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news. What a concept. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99. And if you order today, I'm going to give you my book free. By the way, my book, this is the American dream. This is what it is. This is what we're all fighting for. This is what we're not going to give up on. We're not going to lose our freedoms. You use promo code Stu. You guys, this is the best price in history because of your great support. Thank you all, and God bless.
Kyan Michael's life changed forever 15 years ago when her son, Brandon, was run over by a twice-deported illegal immigrant driving a car without a license and without registration. That illegal alien was given just 2 years in prison. There's so much that I want to say about that. But since then, Kyan has been a passionate and committed activist against America's disastrous and suicidal border policies. She was a top public campaigner in 2019 to help Governor DeSantis' administration ban sanctuary cities, which obviously drove liberals nationwide into a berserk frenzy. Well, when Kyan was simply an angel mother, the Republican Party was happy to use her as a political symbol and a pawn. They let her stand right behind President Trump at rallies to bolster his campaign and so on. But now Kyan Michael is running for the state house in Florida in the 16th district representing parts of Jacksonville. So what kind of reception is she getting now? Well, now the Florida GOP isn't so excited about Kyan Michael. Instead of backing her campaign, every establishment group is funneling their support to another candidate named Chet Stokes. So it's worth looking at. What kind of candidate is Chet Stokes exactly? Well, another state representative who just endorsed Stokes praised him as a business leader. His website is the most generic thing imaginable. It doesn't mention critical race theory. It doesn't mention the left's push to mutilate children or stopping illegal aliens or really anything important, actually. It's just a bullet point list saying that he supports election integrity and safe neighborhoods. That's it. No details, because he doesn't want to talk about the details. He just wants to brag about being a business owner and a job creator like it's still 2010. The Florida primary is just a month and a half away. We know who we would rather have in the arena for us. And Kyan Michael joins us now. Kyan, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Stu, for having me. It's great to be here.
We've talked about on this program multiple times that there is a uniparty intact. All kinds of evidence to suggest that. And now the uniparty is intentionally trying to subvert your campaign because you are a real America First outsider. Do you see that as being accurate?
I know that something is definitely happening. I would say that that's very accurate. I was the first one into this race when we were District 12. And after the redrawing of the maps, I was drawn in with an incumbent, which pretty much shut everything down as far as being able to run a campaign, as far as being able to take money in. And then I just continued going on, just knocking on doors, my husband and I, doing what we had been doing. And it looks like everything but the kitchen sink has been thrown my way to keep donations from coming in, to keep the support from coming in. And I'm a true American. I'm as real as you get. I am what they call the everyday person, the epitome of grassroots.
That's the outsider that the GOP establishment, that the fossils in this uniparty absolutely do not want making any noise. And those same people have been really good at making noise about illegal aliens. But what have they actually done? I mean, we talked prior to you coming on the air, and you were telling me that illegal aliens and criminals and homeless vagrants are being like bussed into your district. And as a result of that, crime is soaring. Like, imagine that being possible. Why would we have a crime issue when we're bussing in illegal aliens?
You know, this is something I could foresee happening back in the last election, the previous election. That was one of the things that I was screaming about. I was trying to sound the alarm about with the Trump campaign. I was gladly to be the person of voice that could speak to what happens when we allow illegal activity to happen. Listen, we are all probably immigrants from somewhere. So it's nothing personal against people who want to come to our nation, but who come here legally, who come here, and we know who they are. We know why they're here, that they're here to actually put some kind of value into our economy. But that's not what's happening most of the time. We've seen with our family what has happened to lose our precious son. Brandon is what gave me the fight. And I see it's been reported, and I can see the evidence of it. I believe anyone and everyone in our city, in our surrounding city, and Jacksonville is definitely target. We can see the illegals who are coming in. I mean, there's no question about it. We can see the difference in our crime. We can see the impact that it's making on our schools. It's straining our resources that would be available to everyday Americans, such as veterans like my husband, and to our elderly that we should be taking care of. So this is an immediate problem. It's a horrific problem. It's something that could be stopped at any moment. However, this administration or whoever they are, whatever we want to call them, chooses not to. And it's something I can speak to directly.
You've been personally impacted. Your entire life has been changed by this. President Trump said Mexico's not sending their best when he was campaigning. He said they're sending rapists and murderers. Do you see that as being accurate? Was he right?
I would agree that we are not getting the best of the best. You know, what society allows their doctors and their lawyers and those who really contribute to the society to actually leave? Why would they allow them to leave? What we're seeing is we see an increase in the crime rate. We know that they are not sending their best. We know that they're probably emptying out their jails. They're probably sending people who don't have the best interest of being an American citizen at hand, maybe not even wanting to be a citizen. We know people who want to become a citizen, they will do it legally and they will do it the right way. And that's what part of my message is, is that we welcome you, but we want you to come the right way. We don't to break into an entire nation, which now they're being allowed to come in. It's just unacceptable. And there are repercussions. My family is a direct reflection of that. Our son, Brandon, should still be here. I'm very upset about that. I will always be upset about it. But I take that, all of that passion, all of that righteous indignation into why I am running, into why I've spoken out in the State House, in the House of Representatives, in D.C., standing outside of the Capitol building with other angel moms. Years ago, we reached out. We tried to make a sound. We tried to make noise, trying to get somebody to pay us attention. And fortunately, we had President Trump in office, and he was able to reach out to us. And fortunately, yeah, we have a governor that did the same thing.
I'm in support, actually, of a complete immigration moratorium. I think we just shut it down. Until yes, we can get the legality of the people coming to our country under control, which is also a very easy fix. But our establishment, including the GOP, and especially the GOP and these fake firebrand Republican, fake America First, fake MAGA imposters, absolutely have an easy fix for all of this, but they blame the minority as, oh, we're handcuffed and we can't do this because we don't have the majority. It's all hogwash and BS. If you can't do what the people who elected you sent you to Washington, D.C., or to your elected chair to do, then get out and allow somebody like Kai and Michael, who wants to do something and will act, to be there. It's that simple, really, honestly, isn't it?
It is that simple. And listen, I've done more as a private citizen from the outside to fight for the safety of Floridians than I think most of the people, I would be willing to bet, than I would think that some of our representatives have done while they have been inside. I've seen how they present a bill. Listen, they've done a good job, I think, but we can go further. We can do more. And there's nobody that's going to represent my district better than that, because we don't need somebody who has been bought and paid for. That's not what the people want.
That's because everything that's happening in Washington, everything that's happening inside of this criminal enterprise that we call a government, is all a pro wrestling match. The end has already been determined. They already know the outcome. And everything that we're watching now is a movie script. It's all theater. It's all fake. It's all fake. They're all in each other's pockets, which is why I support an immigration moratorium. And nobody else is willing to say that. Only candidates like yourself are willing to say that, like Jerome Bell in Virginia, who was cheated by these internet-connected machines. Nobody wants to talk about those because that's how they secured their seats in the first place. They were happy to use you as a pawn. And now, look, they're trying to subvert you all the way. We stand behind you 100%. ElectKyan.com, ElectKyan.com. Thank you so much, Kyan Michael, for being here. We appreciate it. Good luck in the election.
Thank you so much.
Of course, anytime. 2 years. The murderous illegal alien killer that stole Brandon, Kyan's son, away from her 15 years ago. 2 years in prison. 2 years. Meanwhile, yesterday on this program, we spoke with Victoria White, a real patriot, a real American, who was at the rally on January 6th. And not under her own horsepower did she enter the Capitol building. No, she was dragged in there by cops and beaten within inches of her life for nothing. And is now looking at 30 years in federal prison for that. If that isn't evidence that we are living under a fake and false administration, a Marxist coup d'etat, and a forceful communist takeover in this country, then I don't know what else is. Bryson Gray is a banned rapper. You won't believe why he has been banned. He's on deck, he's in the green room, and he joins us next in 60 seconds as the Stu Peters Show continues.
The food supply is in peril. War has wiped out grain stores. Mysterious fires have consumed dozens of processing plants. And the Biden junta is paying farmers not to grow.
We could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
But there's hope from heaven. Heavensharvest.com.
That stuff is perfect. It's 25-year shelf life. You can buy it, stick it in your closet, and forget about it.
Christian-owned, kingdom-operated, is ready to help your family prepare for famine, pestilence, and another pandemic. Join Heaven's Harvest Food Club today and enjoy the benefits of a stockpile and peace of mind. No cost, free shipping, cancel anytime, preparation on demand, water filters, seeds, and vacuum-sealed buckets of grub. Call today for 1 month's supply of food for less than the cost of a daily meal, or fill your stores for a whole year with food that lasts. Don't wait. Prepare for the devil's worst. first, HeavensHarvest.com, your angel investor for enduring the end times.
Bryson Gray, you heard of the guy? He's the most banned and most censored rapper in the United States of America. He's charted on Billboard 25 times. Now, you might hear the word rapper and think that he's banned, obviously, for having explicit lyrics or promoting violence or producing offensive music videos or being a criminal. But you'd be wrong. This isn't the America of 30 or 50 or even 100 years ago, where if we actually bothered censoring people, it was at least to protect the public from disgusting or satanic garbage. No. Today we encourage those things. NPR named Cardi B's WAP as Song of the Year. And if you don't know what WAP means, don't look it up. It's repulsive. So no, Bryson Gray isn't censored for anything disgusting. He's censored because he is a proud Christian rapper and political conservative. Last year, his song Let's Go Brandon was suppressed for spreading, quote, medical misinformation. That misinformation, by the way, was a quote directly from Chairman Joe Biden about the effectiveness of the bioweapon that he wants everybody to inject into their arms. Bryson just put out another song called Pride Month. This song has no swearing, no vulgarity, no sexual content. He doesn't rap about raping women or murdering people or dismembering babies like plenty of mainstream artists do. What Pride Month is a genuine Christian message. It says that pride is a deadly sin, accurately, and that dedicating a whole month to a sin is demonic, based. It says that transgenderism is unnatural and clearly linked to pedophilia, true and real. It says that fake Christians who decorate their churches with pride flags are defiling the gospel and putting themselves straight to the path of hell. Also true. God tells us that. So thanks to all of that, Bryson's new song has been banned from Spotify. Now he's planning a possible lawsuit against Spotify to get his song back on the platform. But for the time being, you can still find it on YouTube. Bryson Gray joins us now. Bryson, thank you so much for coming.
Yo, thank you so much. That was the best intro I've ever heard.
Well, I mean, it's all true. So what is this really all about? I mean, obviously, you know, I was a recording artist before. I would have been banned for different reasons then. I'm Christ saved now, so obviously. But still yet banned by Spotify, so I guess we're in good company. And for the same reasons, dangerous medical misinformation. I guess we're terrorists.
So the thing that confuses me about the whole situation is if it was consistent, if it was a consistent thing that they did, I would be like, you know, I'll just chalk it up as a loss and it is what it is. But when you go back, listen to some of Eminem old songs like Criminal, where he literally says he hates gay people or he hates FAGs, you know, he said that in Criminal. You can go listen to that just fine on Spotify. DMX have a song similar to that. You can still just find on Spotify. Matter of fact, there's many songs of this nature because of hip hop culture. That's a very popular word. None of those songs are banned. But what is banned is my song Pride Month, where I didn't even use that word in that specific song. So that's the reason why I'm at least attempt to sue them. I don't know if it's going to be successful or not, but I feel like you should have to have a consistent way of doing things.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing with this platform in particular, and I can speak from that because I direct everything that happens here. We don't hate fags or faggotry. We hate the sin itself, right? I mean, so it's not the fags.
Oh, we can say fag on here. I didn't know.
It's not the fags that we hate. It's the faggotry that we hate, right? It's the sin itself. Love the sinner, hate the sin, and that's what God teaches us. But you're not allowed to say that in today's day and age. Why do you think that is?
First off, I didn't know we could say, though. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just didn't know we could say fag on here. Okay, awesome. But
I mean, real is real, right? I mean, that's what they are. So we don't have any problems just telling the truth.
So true. Now, what was the question? I'm sorry. I got so
What's the bigger picture here? Like, why is this actually so censored? You're a Christian. You're a conservative. What is the real underlying bigger picture here, in your opinion?
Oh, the bigger picture is simple. It's the war is old as time. It's good versus evil. And right now, Satan is he's in control of this in this sunken world, in my opinion. And with that being said, you know, in Isaiah, what did he say? Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. And that's literally what's happening. So me actually preaching biblical things. And by the way, just from a statistical standpoint, homosexuality and all related things has a net negative effect on society. And that's not me trying to be homophobic or anything. You just literally look, they're usually depressed. The diseases, look up why AIDS came into here. They try to say it came from monkeys, but if you remember how it started, it was you could only get it if you were gay. So monkeypox, who's getting monkeypox? Homosexuals. So this thing has a net negative on society. And not only that, it's just pure disgusting. Even just from a basic standpoint, it's disgusting. And me preaching, you know, the gospel, me telling people to repent, turn from your sins, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That is now viewed as evil. That's viewed as hatred. That's due to these things. So the bigger picture is the war is good versus evil. The issue is a lot of people on the right are starting to support evil.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. And when you look around, we mentioned, you know, NPR just named Cardi B's WAP as Song of the Year. And I don't encourage people to look up what WAP means. You know what it means. I know what it means. There are a lot of people who do. And all of us feel that it's equally disgusting. The music video itself is actually one of the most depraved things and disgusting things that I think I've ever seen on mainstream television in my entire life. I don't know. I was forced to watch it because I had to see what this was all about after NPR names it the Song of the Year. So this is allowed to continue. And, you know, alluding to your point or diving deeper into the point about a war of good versus evil, this war is being waged in heaven and played out here on earth for all of us to see. And God commands us to pick up the sword and be a part of that fight, which is what you're doing and it's what I'm doing. But who is Satan? Who was Lucifer? And why would it be a big surprise to anybody that Lucifer, Satan, the devil, the enemy, has taken over the music industry? When he was in heaven, what did he do?
So I didn't even know NPR named Cardi B WAP the Song of the Year, because even from a just a creative perspective, that song was atrocious. And then from a words perspective, I actually heard it, listened to it all the way through for the first time. I was in Houston at a Republican party, and it just came up on the TV screen and everybody was just listening to it. I'm looking around like, can somebody change this? And it's just a terrible song. I've never seen the video, and I'm assuming, since based on what WAP stands for, the video is disgusting. But I mean, that's music, like it or not, is very influential. So entertainment is influential. So Satan wants to control something that influences the mind, especially of children. Music. Listen, when I used to make degenerate music, I remember this. They let us perform in the middle school, and they told us not to use the profanity that was in our song. And when we performed, all the kids knew the lyrics by heart anyway. The song was about sex, smoking, drinking. That's what the song was about. And these kids in middle school were singing every line word by word by word. If you want to influence, especially the youth, man.
Yeah,
music.
I agree 100%. So you've been banned by Spotify, this program too. I'm not suing. I'm glad that you are. Maybe we can do it together. I don't know. Maybe we could get Kash Patel on here to help us with Spotify and their senseless bans. YouTube, obviously, Instagram, Facebook, all of these people are run, let's just be honest, by the government, by the criminal enterprise that we call the government. They pretend that they're private companies, but they're not. They're so heavily invested together. It's the same bed with the same depraved animals sleeping under the same sheets together. They're all tossing around with each other, protecting pedophilia. You can find straight up pedophilia right on Instagram. They're not banned, no problem. So do you expect YouTube to follow suit now that you've been banned and you're making a public spectacle about it?
A fun fact, before Spotify banned Pride Month, I didn't like yell about this because it was resolved, but YouTube had banned the lyric video, music video to Pride Month. And that was going to be two strikes in 1 second. And I actually, I thought it was over. And then I disputed it, and I actually won the dispute for the first time ever. Nobody wins disputes with YouTube. But they allowed Pride Month to stay on. And then it didn't matter because they banned my live stream the day after, and I ended up getting suspended for 7 days anyway. But hey, that's a fun fact. YouTube actually did ban Pride Month for like 6 hours. And then they let it back on. Then 2 days later, Spotify banned it. Then Apple Music banned it. Then YouTube Music banned it. Not YouTube Music banned it. It's literally, I don't think it's available any platform outside of YouTube currently.
Unbelievable. And this is, you've been charted 25 times in Billboard. We know exactly what this is. So what is your lawsuit target, and what's the prognosis of that? Do you think it's going to be successful? Will you get back on Spotify?
I don't know if it'll be successful, but the standpoint I'm coming at it is I'm viewing it as discrimination. I'm doing discrimination against Christianity, because why is this not allowed? But you can, I can talk about murder. I can talk about my WAP. I can talk about all this stuff and that doesn't get banned. You can curse up a storm, that doesn't get banned. But my song, because literally in the song, all I'm doing is talking about the Bible and or statistics. And I didn't say anything that was false. I didn't say anything that was misinformation. But I did tell you what the Bible says. If you can get banned for what the Bible says, because not like this is the song. What in the song did I say? So if you can get banned for this, that what other reason can you ban this except for discrimination? And if it's hate speech, then why is the only thing defined as hate speech? Why does that interfere with stop me from professing my faith in my music?
Yeah, well, so you're banned from Spotify for the same reasons the Bible has been banned from schools. And so I hope that your story and your fight and your relentless pursuit of justice in this for God's glory is going to be contagious and that parents all over this country will say, oh, yeah, that's right, Stu, yeah, you're right. The Bible is banned from school and we want it back in there because that is also discriminatory. I guarantee you want to bring a Quran in that place. It's okay. I guarantee you want to heavily advertise that you're Jewish. That's okay. I guarantee you want to be a Muslim or do whatever it is, anything else, an atheist, all these things. You could wear atheist symbols on your chest. You could wear gay pride stuff all over the place. You could say you are anything that you want to be. Remember, in the name of science, the same people who told us to follow the science, you can just mutilate yourself and make yourself infertile and all of a sudden you're the opposite sex. We're supposed to believe that. You can destroy God's creation or attempt to mutilate it. It never will be, by the way, in Jesus' name. But you cannot bring a Bible into a school or talk about the word of God. We know exactly what this is, so I hope it's contagious. And I hope that you're successful. In Jesus' name, you will be. I will pray that. And I believe that that's going to be a prophetic thing. Yes, you are going to be successful. Bryson Gray, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you too, man.
That's a straightforward, critically thinking, no BS, Christ-centered, 100% purebred, authentic-based American right there. By the way, we want you to be critically thinking individuals as well, which means that you need the brain power, the dominant brain that we know that you want to have. Wake up every morning ready to go. None of this hitting the snooze button over and over again. None of this coffee requirement, no shot of caffeine required to start participating in society and, you know, coming up with solutions to everyday issues. No, use the products from Newtopia. These brain supplements are absolutely unbelievable. Nobody should be able to pull the wool over the eyes of a member of the Stu crew. That's for sure because you have a dominant brain because, of course, you participate in the brain supplements that are 100% safe, 100% legal, and 100% non-addictive. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Fill out the short questionnaire about yourself so that Newtopia can put your custom supplement package together. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters for the brain supplements. The Stu crew, the Stu tribe, you got to have it right now. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. The Stu Peters Network and all of our programs and all of our social media platforms put out a lot of information, almost unprecedented, unparalleled amounts of information, actually. And a lot of it can be hard to deal with. You could feel helpless because things could look hopeless. But there's always a white pill, and that white pill is consistently God. And if you look around the world right now, it's undeniable that God is hard at work. We see it. We see God's work manifesting as we do his will. We see platforms like this one exploding as people are now unafraid to dig into rabbit holes or risk their social media platforms to look for, to hunt for, and then to expose and share truth. Because Bryson Gray is right, and we've said it here before. There is a war of good versus evil being waged in heaven right now and played out here on earth. There's no other way to describe it. That's what's happening. But God's will is more powerful than any vile, evil, demonic, satanic rituals that you can even dream of. God's power is unstoppable. And God's will be done with or without your help. And more people are coming on board to help and to pick up the sword and to fight here so that God's will can be done through us. And we see this happening all over the place. The inalienable, God-given right to keep and bear arms, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of that. The very next day, the satanic ritual of murdering babies, this constitutional, imaginary constitutional right to murder the preborn, no more. After 50 years, 5 decades in this country with Christians praying for and conservatives fighting for the end of that satanic ritual. And now the Georgia Guidestones are gone. Somehow, early this morning, in the wee hours of the night, there was an explosion some outlets are reporting as an earthquake, ridiculously, of course, which can be easily disproven. But whatever it was, God's will was done, and the Georgia Guidestones, the satanic and demonic symbol of the depletion of God's creation and the destruction and annihilation of humanity, was destroyed. However it was done, we don't know. But we thank God for that blessing. July 7th, 2022, the Georgia Guidestones are no longer. Nobody really knows who funded them or who erected them or why they're there. But we know now that they're gone. Praise Jesus. The Stu Peters Show is brought to you and made possible by Cortez Wealth Management. Book your appointment with a Jesus-loving, God-fearing, independent fiduciary that will actually help you with your finances rather than doing business with the communists at the heavily advertised firms. Go there now, CortezWM.com, CortezWM.com. Book your appointment with Carlos Cortez or make sure to take him up on his offer for that free class that he does every Tuesday and Thursday. Book your space right now, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Again, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to praise Jesus first, and then second, fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come to the car, and when they do, save the